جوج نعتاح إتشاس لاكشت ومتوقع كتلاح commands أح إش complete aspect. We've just been doing an exercise where we took turns getting each other up in the morning and giving each other instructions. We used verbs for things that we often do to get ready in the morning, like get up, wash face, brush teeth, hurrying, and so on. These involved commands, as well as the future ending ok. We use the commands to tell someone what to do, and we use the future ending when we signal our intention to cooperate. Tupkshi'i, get up. Chu tupkshit akla. Okay, I will get up. This short lecture will be about two topics, about commands on the one hand. Just now we were making commands using the simple command ending I, but there are other command endings as well. The other topic is aspect. Aspect is a big and important topic in New Channel. We're going to start to get into it now, and it's going to take you a long time to truly master the aspect system of New Channel, but you're going to start today. In the handout that we're looking at now, we're looking at LC Unit 8 called Sentences. This is the unit that we did last week, where we learned some simple nouns for people, animals, and vehicles, and some common verbs. And with those nouns and verbs, we were able to make simple two-word sentences, like Yatsuk Mathuts Mei, the woman is walking. Mamuk ma me'it katsisi, the little boy is working. Nunuk ma chakup'i, the man is singing. The lesson following sentences in this handout is LC Unit 9, Commands. This unit focuses on how to tell people what to do. Last week we were describing what people are doing. Now we're going to work on how to tell people what to do. This lesson also has a number of verbs. And something you'll notice is that a lot of these verbs are the same verbs that we were using last week, but they're in a different form. To put it briefly, last week we were using mainly continuous forms of verbs. This week we're going to learn how to use complete forms of verbs. Continuous and complete are different kinds of aspect. And I'll be explaining what exactly we mean by that. I think it might help to start with the conversations in LC Unit 9. They're short, and they also illustrate some of the command endings that we'll be learning. Tekwasi. Sorry. Tekwasi. Chu tekwasit akta. Na'atah is. Chu na'atah akta suwa. Nu iatlin. Chu nu itlaktlin. These three simple mini conversations demonstrate the simple command ending, tekwasi'i, the you do to me command ending, na'atahis, and the let's do it command ending, nu'i'atlin. Furthermore, some of these commands use complete forms of verbs. I'd like to go back to lesson 8 now, or Unit 8, and review all of the verbs in LC Unit 8. Then we're going to look at the verbs in LC Unit 9, and that will help you to compare them and see how a lot of these verbs are the same verb in two different aspect forms. Here are the verbs from Unit 8 sentences, starting with ha'uk, eating. That's in the lower left there. Ha'uk, huyas. Hus husa, kamitkuk, kuma, klakis, klakish. I'm going to skip klatwa because it's not used in Barkley sound. Kleha, klihak, mamuk, mata, Nunuk, Natsa, Su, Susa, Yatsuk, Wich, Akinup, Kwaup. Those are the verbs from Unit 8 sentences. Next, let's look at the verbs in Unit 9 commands. Haokshit, Hushit, Kamitkshit, Kupshit, Klakishit, Klehshit, Klupkshit, Kulshit, Matshit, Nuit, Nashit, Quis, Sukwit, Tukshit, Tukhtukwa, Tikwasit, Weenaput, Yatshit, Weichut, Utsachit. Those are the verbs in Unit 9 commands. So you'll notice a lot of verb pairs like ha'uk, ha'ukshik. We learned the word ha'uk last week as eating, and we use it to say, for example, ha'uk ma chimsi. The black bear is eating. Ha'uk ma chimsi. However, if I want to tell you to start eating, I'll say ha'ukshi'i. Start eating. Ha'ukshi'i. The difference in meaning between ha'uk and ha'ukshit is that ha'uk is the continuous form. It refers to eating without saying when the eating started or when it's going to finish. We're just in the middle of it. It's continuous. One way to paraphrase the meaning of the continuous aspect is doing without beginning or end. Without beginning or end doesn't mean there isn't a beginning or end. It just means that we're not concerned with the beginning or end. So ha'uk means eating without beginning or end. Ha'ukshit, by contrast, means to start eating. So ha'ukshit refers to the moment when someone starts eating. Ha'ukshit. We can compare that pair, ha'uk, ha'ukshit, to another pair, su, sukwit. Su means holding. Sukwit means to pick up. So they both refer to holding things in the hand, but su is continuously holding, whereas sukwit is pick up. We can paraphrase the meaning of sukwit as pick up and be done, or start holding. Those are both accurate paraphrases of its meaning. Generally speaking, the continuous aspect means doing without beginning or end, and the complete aspect means either do and be done or start doing. Another way to put it is that the complete aspect describes a moment in time, whereas the continuous aspect describes an undefined length of time. Generally speaking, when we describe what something is doing, like we were doing last week, we want a continuous form. It's eating. Ha'ok machimsi. But when we tell someone what to do, usually we want a complete form. Ha'ok shi'i, start eating. Sukui'i, pick it up. And so on. This is why I usually introduce the notion of aspect as soon as learners have had a chance to practice describing what people and things are doing, and they've had a chance to practice telling people what to do. Then you have enough examples to see why we need both aspects. I'm moving to the second page in Unit 9 Commands. This is going to give you some basic information on commands and aspect. The examples in one show some ways to use the command mood ending, E. This is a hardening ending, which means that it tries to harden the preceding sound. Let's pronounce these stems and the commands based on them to see how the command ending works. Wick, wiki, su, sui, wa, wei, na'atah, na'atah'i. Notice that in wiki, the command ending hardens the last sound of its stem. In sui, wei, the hardening is realized as a glottal stop because the stem ends in a vowel. Furthermore, we get umlaut in wei. In na'atah'i, we get a glottal stop again. Even though the stem ends in a consonant, the back H, this consonant cannot harden. Therefore, the command ending, the hardening is again realized as a glottal stop. Now let's talk about aspect. It might help us to start with how aspect works in English. English has three aspects, and we can demonstrate these with the verbs speak, speaking, spoken. The verb speak is in what we might call the plain aspect. Speaking is progressive aspect, and spoken is perfect aspect. Progressive aspect is, in English, is very similar to the continuous aspect in Nuchonal. That means that it's going on, and we're not concerned with when it began or when it will finish. So a way to paraphrase the meaning of speaking is speaking without beginning or end, as in we are speaking. Whereas the perfect aspect, spoken, describes an action that is completed. So it is similar in meaning to the Nuchonal's complete aspect. Neither the English progressive aspect nor the English perfect aspect are exactly like any Nuchonal aspect. And this is partly because Nuchonal has more aspects than English does. English has these three: plain, progressive, and perfect. Nuchonal, on the other hand, has five or six aspects. The words in example three give some examples of verb pairs from Nuchonal, where one verb is in the continuous, which I'm abbreviating CT, and one verb is in the complete aspect, which I'm abbreviating CP. Here are some Nuchonal verb pairs, one continuous, one complete. Qua up, quis. Mata, matshik. Su, suquit. Nunuk, nuit. Wawa, wa. Yatsuk, yatsshit. In addition to the continuous and complete aspects, the next most important aspect in Nuchonal is the repetitive aspect. In 4, we see some examples of verbs that occur in the continuous, repetitive, and complete. Mithwa, mithmithwa, mithshit. Huyas, hushusa, hushit. Tuhwapi, tuhtuhwa, tuhshit. Tsikha, tsik tsikha, tsikshit. The table in 5 tries to give you a general idea of the difference between these three aspects, between the continuous, repetitive, and complete. The continuous aspect means doing without beginning or end. And if you want to represent it with a symbol, you might represent it with a wavy line, which represents that it doesn't have a clear beginning or end. It's just going. The complete aspect, so I'm jumping down to the bottom row here, means do and be done, or start doing, or do once. So it represents an action that fits a moment of time. You can think of it as a dot. The repetitive aspect means to do whatever the complete version is repeatedly. So an example of that is tuhtuhwa. If tuhshit means jump once and be done, tuhtuhwa means jump repeatedly, that is, do the complete action more than once. These are the three most important aspects in Nuchanal, but there are at least two more that we call the off and on aspect and the ongoing aspect. For now, we're going to be mainly concerned with the continuous versus complete, but eventually you'll need to master all five aspects. I'll finish this lecture by looking at some of the command mood endings. So we're looking at the beginner's mood guide here. I'm going down to the bottom of the first page, which gives all of the endings of the command mood. The basic ending is in the upper left. That's E, which just means you do it. In addition, there are simple command endings that agree with you all and we. So for example, na'atah'i, you listen. Na'atah'ich, you all listen. Na'atah'in, let's listen. In addition, the command mood can agree with objects. So na'atah'is means you listen to me. Na'atah'in means you listen to us. Notice that you listen to us sounds exactly the same as let's listen. So you have to tell from context whether na'atah'in means let's listen or you listen to us. But the simple command mood isn't the only command mood. There are two more command moods that are frequently used. They are the go command mood and the future command mood. The basic ending of the go command mood is chi. The basic ending of the future command mood is im. So for example, this morning we were just practicing the simple command tsumyaktlahsi, which means brush your teeth. That's what I would say to you if I want you to brush your teeth right now. Tsumyaktlahsi. But what if you have to go somewhere before you do it, right? Maybe I'm telling you in your bedroom, but you have to go to the washroom in order to brush your teeth. Then I might say, tsotsom yaktlahschi. Go wash, brush your teeth. Tsotsom yaktlahschi. That's an example of the go command mood. It means I'm telling you to go somewhere before you do it. Also, let's say I'm giving you advice about your date tonight. And I'm advising you to brush your teeth before you go on your date, but that's not till later today. Then I might say, tsotsom yaktlahsim. Brush your teeth in the future. Tsotsom yaktlahsim. That's an example of the future command mood. You will see examples, a few examples in our survival conversations of all three command moods. For example, in the conversation where we asked to go to the washroom, the B response is Chamutha'its wathakchi. Wathakchi, go and do it. That is an example of the go command mood. And today we'll be studying the last section that we haven't studied yet of the survival conversations, that is section one, home. And one of the conversations there is Weichuatli, go to sleep. Tlusim weich, sleep well. Tlusim weich, sleep well, is an example of a future command, right? Because I tell it to you while you're awake, and but you can't sleep well until you fall asleep. So I'm telling you what to do in the future. Tlusim weich. Two. That was a short lecture about commands and aspect. Aspect, I'll say again, is a big, challenging concept that takes a while to understand and master. And one of the things that makes it difficult is that Nuchanal has more aspects than English does. Another thing that makes it challenging is that Nuchanal is very precise about aspect. Aspect is usually explicit There is usually an ending in a, on a word, on a verb, that is, that tells us what aspect that verb is in. So whenever you use a verb, you have to, you usually have to decide which aspect to use it in. And when you're listening to someone else, you have to listen carefully to what aspect they use the verb in, because that has a big effect on how it is interpreted, how it is understood. Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. So the question is, can verbs like "touchit," which is to touch, does it only mean people touching things, or can it also mean, say, two canoes touching each other? The verb "su," which is holding, can we say, for example, the tree is holding the nest? Generally speaking, you should always assume that the English glosses for the words we're learning are just give you a rough idea of the meaning of the Nishanalth word, but there's often more to know. In short, I think we could not use these words for the examples you just gave. So we would not use "tlushit" for two canoes touching. We would not use "su" for a tree holding a nest. For the nest in the tree, I think we would say the nest is on the tree in Nishanalth. We would use the word "hitlas." For the canoes are touching, I'm not even sure what we would say. I might say that the canoes are very close to each other. That's the first thing that I can think of. So, and that is because these two particular verbs, these two roots, actually, the root "tlush" and the root "su," they do have to do with hands, mm-hmm. with human hands. And I think they could be extended to other creatures that have hands or things like hands, right? Okay. So I could imagine, like, if a seal could hold a ball on its flipper, we could use "su" for that.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't use it for a tree, because a tree doesn't have anything like a hand. And there's no general rule, really. Just like English, Nishanalth has thousands of verbs that have particular meanings, and for each verb, we have to learn what exactly does it mean. Another example that occurs to me is, last week we were looking at a bear that was standing on all fours. And I think in English we could say that the bear is standing, because it's not sitting, right? But in Nishanalth, I don't think we would say "tlakis machimsi," because "tlakis" in Nishanalth means standing erect. So a bear would have to be standing on two legs to be "tlakis," and standing on, if it's on four legs, then it's not "tlakis." So that's a difference that shows that the Nishanalth verb "tlakis" does not mean exactly the same thing as the English verb "stand."
That's helpful. Thank you.
So you're asking a pretty challenging question, which is, how in Nishanalth would we describe the parts of a design, and how close they are to each other, whether they're touching each other, whether they cross each other. And first of all, I don't know, but I'm thinking, how might I do it? And first of all, I might use words like "tlawasaya," which are near, far, right, to describe how close the lines are to each other. Nishanalth has this very interesting word "anutsk." This is a what I call a measure word. It means how far apart things are. And then that those four forms that I put on one line, "hit," "okwi," "okwint," "okchath," these are locative words that describe location, that mean at, get to be at, next to, on a screen. So I think the main point here, if there is a main point, is that Nishanalth has these very precise words for location, and they do not translate literally into English. So if we're trying to give a very precise description of location in Nishanalth, we have to come up with a different way of putting it in the two languages, which is very interesting. Location, I think, is one of the most challenging parts of the language. I'm still struggling to understand and use parts of the location system. And we'll just start to scratch the surface of the location system in this class. Another thing I'll say is that when I want to know how to say something that I don't know how to say yet, often where I turn is the Sapir Thomas texts, because that is our largest, richest corpus of Newtonic language. And there are all kinds of complex expressions in that corpus. So sometimes if I want to know how to say something like the two canoes are touching, I'll just do a search through the corpus, and occasionally I'll find an example that shows me how one way I might say that.
Okay. Thank
you. Conversation one, Tik Piatli. Tik Piatli. Chu Tik Pitlakla. Chu Tik Pitlakla. Muchichu Atli. Muchichu Atli. Muchichatla. Muchichatla. Haok Witasin. Haok Shi Atli. Haok Witasin. Haok Shi Atli. Ush Yakshitla et Hauk Opsia. Ush Yakshitla et Hauk Opsia. Chamul has ya al pictures too. Chamul has ya al pictures too. Hitas chipis a tukchani. The syllables in that first word are he, tas, chi. Notice that there's a back H in there. He, tas, chi. Hitas chi. Okay, don't say hitash. Those are two sounds, an S and a back H. Hitas, hitas, chi pisatukchani. Weichu atli. Weichu atli. Plus im weich. Plus im weich.